Hello, and welcome to We Speak CVE, a free podcast from the CVE program. On this podcast, we'll talk with people from the cybersecurity community about what else, cybersecurity and vulnerability management, and the CVE catalog of vulnerabilities. If you didn't know, the CVE program's mission is to identify, define, and catalog publicly disclosed cybersecurity vulnerabilities.
Hi, so today we'll be talking about the ins and outs of the working groups, which is where almost all of the real work that goes on with the CVE program happens. And I'm Todd Beardsley. I am moderating today, and I'm also a working group chair, but I'm the least exciting person here because we have so many guests. I think this is a first. I think we have like five, six, some giant uncountable number of guests today. And so I think we'll just kind of jump right in. We're going to just take a whirlwind tour here of all the working groups involved in the CVE project. And we're going to be hearing from the chairs and co-chairs of those groups today. And if you hear anything that tickles your fancy, something that you would like to work with the CVE project to advance our laudable goals of vulnerability disclosure and vulnerability identification, feel free to check the show notes. There should be boatloads of links down there of like where you can learn more about joining working groups, what the working groups are up to, all of that. So without any further ado, I would love to talk to you, Chris and Lisa. You both run the transition working group, which is unique in that it is a, I'm going to do air quotes here, which you can't see in an audio medium, but it is the newest working group, and it's also the most temporary because we have some exciting things going on with the website and the domain in the CVE. So why don't you tell me about what goes on in the transition working group?
Sure, Todd. So my name is Chris Levendis, and I am the co-chair with Lisa Olson of the Transition Working Group. Both Lisa and I are also board members. The CVE board is responsible for the strategic direction and operations and governance of the CVE program, and all working groups are established by the board, just for a little bit of additional context. And so, as Todd indicated, the CVE program right now is in the middle of modernizing its infrastructure and moving from the CVE.mitre.org domain to just the CVE.org domain. We're in the middle of deploying infrastructure services to bring automation and self-help capabilities into the program. And we're also moving to a new JSON format, JSON 5.0. So there are all of these things that are occurring, and each working group that you're going to hear from today has a responsibility in doing part of the work. The working groups are established to accomplish really specific, tangible objectives to move the program forward. And so the transition working group was established as the board, as well as the different working group chairs, recognized that there are a number of dependencies between the different work that the program's doing across the infrastructure services, and of course, integrating with the website. So the TWG was established very simply to identify those dependencies, make sure we have a sound program plan for ongoing development and deployment, and most importantly, to make sure we're effectively communicating with program stakeholders in terms of what's coming down the road, how they can engage what's coming, and also to collect feedback from those stakeholders so that we can make sure all appropriate operational guidance and training materials are established effectively. Back over to you, Todd.
Thanks. Actually, I'll throw to Lisa here, who is your honored co-chair. And if she has anything else to add on what's going on in the transition working group, I would love to hear it.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lisa Olson. The only thing that is important, I think, that Chris didn't emphasize is in order to transition to the new, we have to transition off the old. And so that's kind of a big piece of the puzzle as well, because people have to change how they're interacting with the program. And so that's part of it too. Thanks, yep. Todd.
Yeah. We don't want to generate a whole great big pile of, gosh, how many CVEs are there? All the CVEs should not be dead links after this. So all your products and services that use CVE IDs should continue to function quite normally. Cool. So moving on. So Ken, you run the Strategic Planning Working Group, the SPWG. What's that about?
Well, we just heard of the newest working group, the SPWG is actually the oldest working group. It was the first one formed by the board. My name is Kent Landfield, and I'm a founding member and chair of the SPWG. The purpose of the SPWG is to really provide a forum for CVE strategic planning to occur and for directions that are more focused around a 1 to 5 year time frame. We work closely with the board to try to assure that any of the goals that they're trying to achieve from a strategic perspective, we can be that place where folks can come and have those conversations, come up with consensus, and then from that consensus, we can bring back recommendations to the board to how to implement what they were asking us to do. Any active CVE authorized program member may participate in the SPWG. The reason this is a little more restrictive than others is because of the pre-decisional aspects of what we're discussing and dealing with. Some of these things can be a bit contentious at times, so we want to have open discussions, come to agreements. Then the outcomes of the working group, of course, are always public. This is a busy working group. We've been working on the CVE rules, assignment revisions, deprecation of acceptable CVE formats, some of the roles and responsibilities for the various levels within the program itself, and piloting new capabilities, or at least doing the planning for piloting of those new capabilities. So it's a pretty busy working group, and it's been reasonably effective to date. So we plan to keep it that way.
I'd say the SPWG seems like there's a fair amount of sausage making in there, which, like you say, like requires some candid and frank conversations, let's say, over the time that they've been operating, which is why it is only open to current CVE naming authorities. So if you are CNA, then you are welcome to start doing the dirty work of figuring out rules and all that with the SPWG. This is unlike the QWG, right, Dave? QWG is open to any interested party. And so that might be downstream users or interested parties, people who just are into vulnerability disclosure. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, Todd, that's right. We are a public working group. My name is Dave Waltermeyer. I co-chair the Quality Working Group with Chandan Nandaka Mariah. The QWG is really focused on broad quality issues that relate to the CVE program. We're focusing on quality of the data that the CVE program produces, via the CVE list. We also work on issues like improving processes that exist around, the creation of CVE data and that sort of thing. We're the primary maintainer of the CVE record format, which is used, which is the schema that's used to publish data about vulnerabilities in the CVE program. We've been actively working over the last few months at producing a version 5 of that record format that's bringing a slew of data enhancements to the record format, allowing much more robust definition of products and versions that are more supportive of automation, as well as a variety of other data points. Really, what we're trying to do in the QWG is make the CV program more effective at what it does. Make the data that we produce easier to be provided by the CNAs that provide it, and more useful to the consumers of information that the CV provides. Such as organizations that manage vulnerabilities, or organizations that provide tools that help organizations manage vulnerabilities. So That's the primary focus of the quality working group.
So we couldn't do all this in this modern age without some decent automation, which is why the automation working group was born. Chris, you head up the, and this is a different Chris. We actually have two Chris's on the podcast. It's okay. They spell their names differently, which is useless in an audio medium. But Chris, you run the AWG, which is the automation working group. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been working on? And I know you've been working a lot.
Thanks for the quick introduction there, Todd. My name's Chris Britton. As you mentioned, my name is AWG Chair. AWG stands for Automation Working Group. And it's appropriate for us to follow up on, you know, to follow what Dave was saying about the QWG, because as they build the and maintain the repository or the CVE record, if you will, the format, it's important to be able to build automation around that. And that's what the AWG focuses on. Specifically, we coordinate and oversee the development and the deployment of the automation infrastructure that the CVE program members see, as well as the overall public who uses the downstream users of the CVE information. It includes services that allow for the CVE record record submission and update, CVE record reservation, as well as the publication of the CVE list, how that list is downloaded and made available to the overall community. And so as part of that effort, anybody can participate in this working group. And we meet weekly to discuss, you know, design issues, to take requirements from the community, and to oversee and get status reports from the development activities that are going on. And so we can help schedule and plan and notify the community of the deployment activities that are coming up. Right now, as we mentioned, we're in a big push to update our infrastructure to allow for the community to automatically submit their IDs and to do reservations. It is indeed the whole development effort is an open source development effort. Anybody can participate in it. And we are actually looking to deploy all of this new capability to in the fall of this year, to include the new website that was mentioned, as well as new services that are available, going to be available to the community. So anybody can participate. So take a look at the show notes, and I look forward to hopefully getting some more membership, because it's a very dynamic group and we're doing a lot of good things.
Super. So next up, we have the OCWG, which has nothing to do with Orange County, everything to do with outreach and community. That is chaired by Joe and Shannon. Shannon, why don't you tell us a little bit about the OCWG?
Thank you so much, Todd. I'm Shannon Sabins, and I'm the co-chair of the Outreach Community Working Group. I became involved in CVE about 4 years ago, and as you mentioned, this is a newer working group, so became more deeply involved in the program in this particular working group about 2 to 3 years ago, perhaps, maybe it's been. The outreach working group, anyone can participate. Obviously, you know, the prime directive and the sort of obvious is we're looking at, you know, potential CNAs and growing the membership and diversity of membership. In non-COVID times, we're looking at conferences and outreach at conferences. More recently, we're doing a lot of outreach like this podcast. So we facilitate this podcast development, obviously with quite a lot of help from other people within the program. Blogs, opportunities to, you know, tell your experience with CVE or as a CNA. So we're trying to grow the outreach of the program, communicate about the program, build membership, build diversity in the membership, meaning country, region, sector, so that we represent, you know, so that we have a good representative body of what's out there in this space. And again, anyone can participate, and I want to emphasize that researchers are welcome. With that, I'll hand it over to Jo, and she can talk about anything that I may have forgotten about our working group.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Shannon. So my name is Jo Bazar, and I'm co-chair of the OCWG with Shannon. As Shannon mentioned, we did have to quickly pivot our strategy because of COVID. We were more focused on face-to-face activities, but now it's online. In the summer of 2020, we launched our first blog series, our CVE stories, and of which 12 CNAs have published or participated in those blog activities. And we also launched We Speak CVE in January of 2021 and have published 7 podcast episodes so far. So when you get a chance, you know, as Todd said, go to the show notes. You'll be able to see and listen to additional podcasts and read blogs and whatnot. And as a result of our outreach efforts, you know, the CNA community continues to grow year over year. In 2020, we had added roughly about 40 CNAs. And this year, 2021, we're looking at adding around 60 CNAs with a total of 202. Roughly over 200 CNAs will be added to the CNA program, as well as expanding, as Shannon had mentioned. Last year in 2020, we had added just 4 new countries. To date, we've added 5. So we're shooting for 10. As well as not only are we adding CNAs, CNAs are also representing about 70% of the records that are published year over this year, and hopefully it will continue to grow as we move forward.
Yeah,
over to you, Todd.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive growth, right? I want to say, like, in 2014, let's say, what were there, 3 CNAs? And just like this growth has been pretty amazing, and that's why we have the working groups now, right? Like, we're very much looking to make the CVE program much more federated and more responsive. And like Shannon said, researchers are of course welcome. We have software vendors, we have open source projects, we have researchers. Really, anyone who has an interest in vulnerability disclosure is welcome to swing by. That's super cool. And the last working group we'll touch on here is mine. I'm Todd Beardsley, and I chair the CWG, which is the longest acronym, and it's actually a nested acronym there. We are the CVE Numbering Authority Coordination Working Group. And what we do is we basically are an outreach kind of internal, like, so Jo and Shannon run the outreach for external and getting new CNAs, and the CNA CWG is much more about just like internal stuff. So if there is a particular topic that CNAs feel passionate about, like, that's a place to bring it up and kind of shape any kind of messaging or suggestions that ultimately go to the CVE board. You know, that all happens there. It's open to any CNA. It is not open to the public because, much like SPWG, there's sometimes a fair amount of sausage making going on in there. And so we want to have open and frank conversations. Oftentimes, I would say the majority of I don't even know if that's true. There's quite a few, like, security companies specifically involved in the CNA CWG, but it is really like everything else, right? Like, it's a mix of vendors, open source, and even individual contributors who are also CNAs. So it's pretty fun. I'd say the main thing we've been doing lately is, like, event planning. So that's things like we run a summit once or twice a year, depending on the year. We used to do them in person, but now it's all on the internet. And we just make sure that CNAs' voices are heard. And so with that, I think we have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to throw some questions randomly. Let's have a question for Dave over in QWG. How much time, if I were the sort to say, like, yes, this is the kind of thing that I want to volunteer my time on, how much time are we talking here? Like, this is not a full-time job, right?
Yeah, I can speak specifically about the QWG, but I think maybe starting first in general, you know, these working groups tend to meet at varying cadences, typically between, like, once a week, once every other week. And so you know, if you're participating in a working group, you're minimally, you know, agreeing to dial into a call, you know, at that frequency for maybe an hour. You know, the QWG, we meet biweekly. We do a lot of work between meetings on GitHub, where we file issues and, you know, discuss issues and you know, deal with changes to the CV record format. So in addition to dialing into a like weekly or biweekly 1 hour meeting, we do ask that participants, you know, submit issues, comment on issues, and, you know, submit code changes where they feel comfortable doing so. You know, there's room for a variety of different participation levels, I think, within the QWG and within all of the working groups. We always have things that we need help with, we're, you know, new participants are always welcome to come and help us get things done. But if you're simply interested in, you know, following and commenting on the work that others are doing, that's fine as well. We would love to have you.
Ken, you probably deal with this more often than most. How do the working groups work together with the other working groups? So like Dave talked about like kind of the individual time commitment. I'm curious like how that works. And if you can, so we'll just
That's a good question, actually. The working groups have to work together. This is an integrated program. So there's a lot of different things that we need to we need to accomplish across the working groups. So just because the strategic planning group creates some recommendation, it doesn't stand alone. A lot of times, especially with the AWG, the recommendations and requirements that are needed by the program and then approved by the board after being submitted to by the SPWG then have to be implemented by the AWG. So usually the chairs will work with the individual external working groups to their own, but at times there's joint meetings and working groups do share presentations across the individual working groups. It has worked very well for us at this point. And some of the reasoning behind the creation of the transition working group was because we were recognizing that there's a lot of operational issues that definitely had to be addressed that were not specifically tied to any one working group, but needed to be tied to all.
I was just going to say, I can give some examples too of, you know, where the QWG has worked across. You know, Chris touched on, I think, one point, which is, you know, the QWG focuses a lot on developing the CV record format, but the AWG is a consumer of that record format, right? So Whenever we're making changes, we will often run those changes by, you know, the AWG if we feel like there's any risk that it's going to impact the work that they're doing. A few months back, we developed a process for managing tags that are used within the record format. And these are tags that are used by CNAs to mark up CV records being of a specific category or type. And, you know, we ran those, our proposal for how that should work by the CNA working group and by the SPWG to make sure that it was going to work for the CNAs and that it was in line with the long-term strategic thinking of the CVE program. So those are some ways that we've at least informally worked across working groups. And we're always looking for opportunities to, you know, to collect feedback from other working groups.
That's great. Cool. I think that's all we have for today. You know, I'm very hopeful that the listeners here have now a better sense of the working groups that are actually working on CVE as a product and as a program. And with that, I will once again point you to the show notes. There are going to be a bunch on this one. Lots of links to all the different working groups and where you can sign up, how you can sign up, and get involved in this. Like the CVE program, you know, I mean, I've been involved with the CVE program for 5 years now, I guess. Boy, time flies. Not as long as Kent, but it has been a blast. If you care about security and vulnerabilities and vulnerability disclosure and, you know, fixing things and making the internet better and defending human civilization, the CVE project is that place to be. So yeah, like if you are technically minded, if you are socially minded, we take all comers. And like Joe said, we're looking to have more than 200 CNAs by the end of the year. I can't help but notice there's more than 200 tech companies in the world. So we have loads of room to grow. And so with that, I will sign off. Thank you so much, everybody. Chris and Lisa of TWG, the Transition Working Group. I gotta not use these acronyms. Kent of the Strategic Planning Working Group, Dave of the Quality Working Group, Chris of the Automation Working Group, Joe and Shannon of the Outreach and Community Working Group, and me, the chair of the CNA Coordination Working Group. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for joining us today on the We Speak CVE podcast, which is available for free on Buzzsprout and the CVE website. If you'd like to participate or suggest a topic, please contact us on the CVE website.